gentlemen, this is MGTOW Life, and welcome to another podcast. Yeah, it's been a minute. Been off for a little while. It's all good, though. It's all good. Anyway, so the topic of today's podcast... There isn't one. There isn't really a topic. I'm just going to shoot the shit for a little bit while I drive to work and express my feelings, express my how I live my life and what I've seen occurring. So with that, let's get started. Let me give a little shout out to Victor von Frankenstein. If you have not subbed to Victor von Frankenstein, go on over there. Maybe not on Anchor, but on YouTube. And give him a listen. Give him a sub. And if you ever feel so gracious, let him know that I sent you over. Not required, but thought I'd throw that out there. So, but yeah. Victor von Frankenstein does put out some quality content. He has a perspective that I feel needs to be shared, that I feel men can benefit from. So, with that being said, as I'm driving down the road, going to work, good time and a half on Sundays, which is good. And... I've had people say to me, well, damn, how come you work on Sundays? It's like, well, in my particular job, they're open 7 days a week, and I have enough seniority where I can pick which 2 days I want off and pick them as together. But I can't, or I'm sorry, I won't pick Sundays, because like I mentioned earlier, that's time and a half, and people say, well, how come you just don't kind of tone down how you live and give yourself that day off? Because, you know, I've been listening about after taxes, after it's all said and done, it's about $100 a week that I would lose if I chose not to work on Sundays. And people say, well, you can make that up. You can live your life a little differently and... maybe not drink so much beer and, you know, some things like that. I said, oh, yeah. As a man, I can minimalist that down in a second. I can live more simply in a second. Won't cause me any harm, won't cause anybody else any harm, and it's fine. But there's one thing that I can't change, at least not for the time being. You guessed it, gentlemen. Child support. And I say, well, I work Sundays so I can pay child support. And it's funny because I'll hear people that are typically female, that shuts them down on the spot. It's like, yeah, bitches. I'm allowed to pay for my son, but he lives too far away for me to, you know, actually see him enough to actually guide him, to actually raise him, to actually anything. But they allow me the luxury or the, you know, the pleasure of paying child support. Everybody wins, right? Yeah, no. But yeah, I'll tell people, hey, well, I'm working Sundays to pay child support. And like I mentioned earlier, that shuts them down on the spot. It's pretty funny. Well, shit, my gas gauge is getting kind of low. Yeah. Typically trying to get gas at about the halfway point so it's not as painful, you know. Don't need to downsize my car, but of course I can't afford to right now. My goal is to downsize my car. Either one of those Mitsubishi's little tiny cars. What the hell is that damn car? Not a Galant. It's a Mirage. Get a Mitsubishi Mirage. Get myself 47 miles to the gallon. And or maybe a Nissan Versa, because those are cheap to buy into. Little made Mexico cars, you know. Get myself a Nissan Versa. that gets mid-30s for a gas mileage. That could work too. Probably be able to do that in a year or so, maybe two. Get this car, keep this car going until that point, and just pay cash for that vehicle because I can't really afford payments because I got that got that child support payment, $350 a month. That stops all kinds of things from happening. But yeah. Oh, and oh, stump bitch. I had this woman say, "Hey, well, are you gonna see your son for Christmas?" I'm all, "Nothing's changed. He still lives too far away." And she had forgotten the conversation we had had 6 months ago. Well, I, you know, respectfully stated the facts, which women don't like to actually hear facts, but I stated the facts and said, "Hey, well, it's about 45 miles away each way. And if you add that up, 45 miles there, 45 miles back to my apartment, 45 miles out there to drop him off, and 45 miles to come back. That's a lot of miles. That's a lot of fuel. That's on a an older vehicle that has a lot of miles on it. All kinds of negatives that nobody can fix, that I can't fix. And we shouldn't call them negatives. Let's just call them facts." And I stated that to this woman about 6 months ago, and it just bounced off her. Everything I said just bounced off her. And she's all, "Well, you should do what you can to see your son." You know what? You're 100% right. It's in my best interest to see my son. It's in his best interest, you know. And you can tell that story to anybody and have it sound right, have it sound just, and have it sound positive. That's great. But oh wait, when it comes right down to it, I can't actually do that. Can't do it. And when it comes right down to it, as men, we know that, especially like with Hammer Hand, we do not see our kids enough to actually make a difference. If I saw my son as much as I could, and somebody just dropped some cash out of the sky, and I used that cash to buy myself a little tiny, reliable vehicle to get out there and back, not negatively affect me in any way, so that I can build my future, so I can build my retirement, so I can take care of myself, as well as take care of my son. Everybody wins if that, you know, bucket of money falls out of the sky. But I still, at the end of the day, would not see him enough to actually make a difference. A couple hours here and a couple hours there, a couple days a week at most, does not make a difference. Especially from age 5 to 10, 5 to 15, where it's the most crucial, you're not going to be there. So I was like, "Oh, fuck it. Not my fault. Shit happened. I'm just going to do my time. If you want to call it that, I'll just do my time. Until he's 18. Checks will stop rolling that direction. Checks will start rolling my direction again. My life will change, and I'll actually be able to see him more." Imagine that. Not paying child support allows a father to see the child more, to be more of a parent, to be more of a, you know, sharing guidance and work ethic and all kinds of positives like that. Of course, it's at least a decade too late, you know, but somehow nobody actually wants to talk about that, though, so figures. I got the semi riding my ass. I'm in the slow lane, just chilling. Gives me a minute to talk to you guys. And the semi is, wow, behind, about a car length, maybe 20 feet behind me. Buddy, I'm going just over 60, and you shouldn't be doing my speed in the first place, fucker. Ass hat. But yeah, that's my little rant on child support. $350 a month for a lot of men they pay $450, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, $550, complain about it. It could be worse, you know. And it's not on the books. It's not court ordered. So I could be an ass and skip a payment or two, or, you know, give 80% here or 50% there. That's not my best interest to do that, so I won't do that. But that's a good cold day. 53 degrees. I had a moment to speak to Quiet Herb earlier. He was on Anchor and invited me to share a recording with him. And we spoke about his channel being taken in the middle of the night. These fuckers. They came in, and which is often the fact, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4 in the morning, whatever time they choose, you know. They can take your channel, give you a bullshit reason. And oftentimes the reason doesn't even make sense as to why they pulled your channel, because you didn't speak about that. That wasn't something you typically speak about. And they won't prove it. They won't prove it. They just pull your channel. But Quiet Herb is a resourceful man. In my opinion, he's an intelligent man. And he made backups on backups and on multiple platforms. His goal, like mine, like many men of Red Pill and MGTOW, his goal is to help men in any way possible by spreading the message. And the message remains true. It's just about the same message for all of Red Pill and all of MGTOW. It's so similar, it's kind of, I don't know, it could throw people off how similar it is. We have different styles, we have different perspectives, we have different ways of delivering the message. But facts are facts. And when you speak about how men are being abused by the system that just profits off of men, with so many hands out being fed by the system, it's not something you can just shut down because there's too many hands waiting to get a tax-free paycheck. There's too many hands out. There's way too many hands. So it's going to be difficult to shut that system down or to make it fair. Because fair doesn't pay enough. To be honest, that's probably the easiest thing for me to say, is that fair doesn't pay enough, so... I don't know, gentlemen. I don't know how things are going to play out. I don't know. It's sad. And I can tell you this, though. Being single, being a monk, having a small family, not being a social butterfly with all these fake friends and friends I'm trying to gain certain things off of, I don't have that. I don't have a lot of friends by choice. I have a very small family spread out. I'm going to have a very cheap Christmas. Not that I asked for it, not that I want it, but I'm going to keep most of the cash to myself, which I didn't do for over a decade when I was married. I'm going to keep almost all of that cash to myself. And New Year's, and my favorites, Valentine's Day, I'm going to save a boatload of cash. Oh, I love it. And it's by choice, no malice, no negativity, no bitterness. Got a smile on my face, living my life, and oh yeah, I'm saving buckets of cash. So it's all good. Good times are coming. Got the bonuses coming that are, you know, all mine now. And it just gets better and better. But I think I've rambled on enough, gentlemen. Didn't have a whole lot to say, but I know that when the podcasts get over 5-10 minutes, people don't want to sit there and listen, and unless they know that you're talking about something critical, which of course I didn't. But I do appreciate you taking the time to listen to my podcast, as usual. And do yourself a favor, gentlemen, and go visit Victor von Frankenstein. That man has some quality content. So, as always, take it easy.